Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make, and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business, ready to help you, and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Happy Friday, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Rob Parker making it in following a long cross-country flight with Mike Tyson, where he sat behind him the entire time. Rob, you must have stories off of this one, man.
I have no blows, and there's no truth to the rumor that Mike Tyson went crazy on the flight because he was on a Spirit flight and they wanted to charge him $8 for water.
Dude, how many times have you – I used to fly Spirit to Detroit all the time, and it was like a party on the flight. I'm flying
because,
Spirit.
Because it felt happening? Like you were on a bus more so than the plane.
I'm like, what is happening out here? There's a big party going on. Like, this is fantastic. I've never been on a flight like this.
But you know and I know the problem is it's hard to resist because it's so cheap. You know, like the flight. Like, so you got to make sure that you do a couple things so that you don't have to deal. And number one is, you know, you got to get like an exit row so you have seat, because I think the seats are a little closer than normal planes. Mm-hmm. And number two, I never brought luggage because then they charge you like $8 gazillion to check a bag. So what you do is, you know, I would not bring anything. I would go to a TJ Maxx when I get to the city that I'm going to. I would buy me underclothes and t-shirts and socks, and then I would leave them behind rather than bring back dirty clothes and save baggage fare. How's that?
You wouldn't just wear them all on the plane? Like, I got 7 pair of underwear and 4 sweatshirts. I'm just going to wear that?
Well, that would be the shirts and the pants. I might have a couple pair on, you know, but definitely not checking a bag with Spirit.
Oh, boy. We got more on Mike Tyson coming up later on this hour as some new developments have come out, including some of the reasons why he potentially went wild on that passenger on the JetBlue flight yesterday. But look, clearly on Friday, the NBA playoffs last night were tremendous. And, you know, just before we get into the playoffs, Rob, I really feel like the NBA has hit on the right formula for consumption of the playoffs. Having 3 games a night is perfect. right? Remember, they used to have, it was four games one night, then it would be two games the next night, then you get four games, but three games a night, and we're throwing one in each window for you, one in the East Coast window, one's going to start about an hour and a half later, then one's the West Coast window. It's perfect. No games fall by the wayside. You can follow all the big storylines. Three, it's like getting a mini NCAA tournament night where, hey, I'm good from you know, 7:30 or 4:30 all the way on till the end of the night, getting wall-to-wall basketball, and three games is perfect. We got a game, then you can watch the end of that one, then you watch the end of the next one, then the end of the next one. This is the right formula for the NBA.
Yeah, my only down on the NBA postseason is, again, as we saw during the regular season, Jason, is the injuries, you know, with the news about Booker and Middleton. That's the stuff that is just mind-boggling to me, that it's so hard for the players to stay healthy. And so you have teams that are not at full strength, and that's the only part. And we saw that during the regular season with so many injuries. And I don't know how you fix that. It's just mind-boggling. When I started covering the NBA in 1987, and guys just played. It just seems like everything's better now. Medical, doctors, trainers, everybody's got a masseuse and a private jet and, you know, and everything, and yet people can't stay healthy. So I agree with the way that the format is laid out, but it just takes something away when every year it seems you're missing. Last year, Anthony Davis went down, right, for the Lakers. I could just go on and on and on about the people who haven't played, which have taken some of the luster off the postseason.
Well, look, you covered George Mikan's rookie season. What did he do to stay?
Yeah, on a typewriter, right? Yeah, there you go.
I love how you always say, when I started, it's always in the 80s or the 70s. When I started this, it was in the 80s.
Like, it had been a long time, yes.
But look, hey, you know, the injuries are a big thing, and the Devin Booker injury. And look, Chris Middleton is a really big deal, obviously, because you're talking about the number two guy on the defending champs, and now more is on Giannis's shoulders. But the Booker injury changed everything, because the Suns were clearly the best team in the NBA coming into the playoffs, right? They weren't just the best team. They were better than everybody else by far. Everybody else kind of had issues. And Booker is that guy that's going to score, that can score 45 in any game. And Phoenix can't replace him. You know, it's not, you know, they're a good team, but boy, now suddenly getting out of the first round without him is, and then maybe they can get by the Pelicans. But I look at the Warriors now, especially seeing how they're playing. They are the overwhelming favorites to win the title. You know, in a week, Steve Kerr has gone from, hey, there's no expectations on us, we're a new team, this is different. Yeah, that's a load of crap. They should win the NBA title now, because they have no problems. Everybody else has problems, and the Warriors clearly are showing that. Small ball, we can work. Everybody else is going bigger, we can work. We have a deficit, we can overcome it. We'll put our new death lineup out there, we can do it. So many things. The Warriors are firing on all cylinders. I don't see how it's not them in the NBA Finals, because when they come up against the Phoenix Suns, what kind of player is Devin Booker going to be if he's even back, right? Hamstring injury, you're not suddenly going to go out there, yeah, I can play my normal load at my normal level, and I can play 40 minutes and I can score. It's going to be difficult. You know, you're not going to be the same guy. And I don't know if he's going to be even be able to play the even close to the number of minutes he normally has. I may have to worry about getting him out there for 20, 25 minutes. And that's not going to be enough against the firepower of Golden State. Everybody else has problems. You're seeing teams in the Western Conference, just what's happening to all these people? So it's a combination of the Warriors look unstoppable and everybody else has problems. If the Warriors don't win the title right now, I'll be incredibly surprised.
I think your assessment is way premature with the Warriors and the Warriors love you have, only because obviously they're beating up 3-0 on a worn, tattered Denver Nuggets team that's being held together by glue tape and popsicle sticks. And yeah, they won 118-113. In Denver, they took a lead, but we know that this is not the full Denver team. So the Warriors should be up 3-0, should be able to sweep this series. When you talk about the Nuggets not having two of their better players, so I think it's hard for me to make a true judgment of where the Warriors are based on this first round series against the depleted Nuggets team. Number two, the Warriors are an injury away from being, you know, and I'm not wishing it on anybody, but they've had their own injury issues where that could derail what they're doing. And we've seen that with them over the last couple of years. And number three is that there's a young gun team out there that got punched in the face to start the postseason and has done nothing but respond since. And you can poo-poo, Mr. Jason Smith, the Memphis Grizzlies all you want, and you could just worry about Memphis making sure your FedEx package is delivered on time. But, yes, they play good basketball. And they were down 26, first of all, after they lost the first game, and Minnesota is a good matchup, a tough matchup for them. That's how they lost game one. They weren't ready, and people thought, well, Minnesota had played them well during the regular season, so this shouldn't be a surprise. They come out in game two and bludgeon the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves go home, and they got everything going and the matchups that they won and their crowd, and the Grizzlies were down 26 in the game and come back to beat Minnesota convincingly. I mean, that 104-95 being down 26 at one point, the Grizzlies are for real. There have been a lot of former NBA players. I'm not always one of these guys who are so high on, you know, all the ex-athlete analysts, because I'm not there. But on this case, there are a few that I respect who have been on the Grizzlies bandwagon before, and I have come around to pick them to come out of the West. They're young, they're energetic, they've done stuff. And the other thing I love, go look at their record without Ja Morant. I mean, that team is a team, and it doesn't rely on just one person. They have a tremendous record, even without their star player this year, because they have it's well-balanced. So I'm not ready to crown the Golden State Warriors, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, I'm ready to crown them. I want to crown them. Go ahead and crown them.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I'm going to crown them. Let me ask you this, because I'm with you to a point on Memphis. I am. They flew under the radar at the end of the season. They won all those games without Ja Morant. But, look, there was a lot bigger drama in the NBA going on. Was LeBron going to make the play-in round? What about KD and the Nets? The injuries that were happening? Was Steph going to come back? So, you know, I firmly believe that they're under the radar as far as people respecting them. And they have shown that, hey, it's not just Ja Morant, because while Ja Morant had a good game last night, he shot horribly. You know, he didn't score 38. He scored 16. But
that's what I'm saying. That's how good
this team is. They have a lot of good players. They have a lot of good players. But let me tell you, hang on one second. You talk about Denver. Denver's basically, it's like they have three guys out there. Like they're not built around the MVP who could wind up winning the MVP again. Denver, with all their problems, and they haven't had Jamal Murray all season, Denver still won more games in Minnesota, but it's like Denver is awful in your mind. Oh, Denver is just, oh my God, they're going to have Alex English come out and play. And Minnesota, you make it sound like it's the big three again, like they're playing LeBron and Wade and Bosch in their primes. Denver still won more games than Minnesota. At the very least, you could say, okay, they're the same caliber of team. And the Warriors are rolling past them. How? They haven't had these guys, and they still had the same kind of season. Actually, had a better season than Minnesota.
But it also was a matchup situation, and that's where Minnesota, that's why they won game one, and they did it. Because if you go look at their record during the regular season, Jason, They were able to stay with Memphis all year, and I think they had a winning record against them during the regular season. And I believe they beat them once by 43 points, and Ja played. I mean, so it wasn't like we're totally surprised that they could mix it up with Memphis. So that's the differences I'm talking about. That there's in the NBA, you know, the playoffs is all about matchups. It's about matchups and getting stops and key moments and situations. And that's usually what the playoffs, usually how you determine or how people win games. So I'm just not all the way in on the Warriors as you are.
Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Okay, you want to go, Matt? Let's talk matchups then. Because as long as the Suns find a way to get by the Pelicans, we're going to get that Memphis-Golden State second-round matchup, right? We're going to get that. Memphis, as good as they are, they don't have the firepower for the Warriors. They don't. They're not going to have the firepower. They're going to rely on Ja Morant for way too much, and the Warriors can kill you in 6 minutes of game time. They can take a 5-point deficit and turn it into a 15-point lead. I mean, this new invention of the Warrior team is back, and then they filled out their support players. It's the best it was since the first time they won the NBA title, and they figured out a way to roll with Steph coming off the bench and Clay and Jordan Poole's becoming an all-star player in the NBA. I don't know, man. I don't know how they do it, especially when, you know, when it comes down to it, they're going to rely on Draymond Green, who's become the glue guy more than he is the guy who was a triple-double threat every night. He still scores a little bit, but not as much, but this is a guy that's rediscovered.
Got to get those 6 points from Draymond, definitely.
Hey, 6 points a game is big, right? But look, he does the non-box score things, right? He's still going to give you 10 assists, going to give you 10 or so rebounds. Biggest play of the night last night, he picks Jokic's pocket in the final 30 seconds when he's going in for a hoop that could wind up cutting the lead to basket, and they go down and get a free throw. And look, Draymond, his buyback in can't be overstated enough, because as much attention as is on the guys that score, you know, when it comes down to it, who's going to be the guy making the defensive plays? Who's going to be the guy stopping Ja Morant in the lane when he can? It's going to be Draymond Green. And it's not that you're going to be able to shut Ja Morant down, but this Warrior, they just have too much from all different angles. They have too many guys that can kill you. And Memphis is a good team, and they're coming up, and their support guys are good. I think everybody in the
they got
the
a
top
lot
eight.
Of energy and a
yeah,
young
they
team,
do.
And that's what this NBA is. And you know, the Warriors are an older team. The last time we saw them without Kevin Durant, they were choking down a 3-1 lead. And this was with Steph and all those guys younger, and they were coming off 73 wins, and they were the best team that ever was assembled, and they choked down a 3-1 lead in that. And they only won those other two championships mainly because they got Kevin Durant. They added him to the roster. And the championship that they did win without Durant, if you remember the path they have, they had there were like three stars from each team that they played who was missing. All the guards, I remember, weren't playing during those series. And they won. I'm not going to take it away from them. But
the Warriors team,
I remember, without Durant, choked. And no team had ever choked a 3-1 lead in NBA Finals history. So you can rubber stamp them. I don't see Kevin Durant on that team. And I'm not as convinced as you are, like beating Denver 3 games, that they're now the NBA champs. That's what you're ready to crown them. They're NBA champs already. I think there's a long way to go.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody downplays accomplishments, dynastic accomplishments like you.
No.
Yeah, you know, they won the titles, but they had really good players, and sometimes other guys were hurt.
And they cheated because they had the other team's defensive signals. Oh, I'm sorry.
You make it sound like the Warriors got like they were the Lakers of 2 years ago. Hey, they got lucky in the bubble and they won, and now look, we're seeing the real Lakers. Yeah, you know, 5 finals, they just kind of backed their way into it. I remember 1 year they only had to play 40 games in the regular season, so they were all rested at the end. I just love how you just downplay. Look, the Warriors are a team that when they got Kevin Durant, yes, they hit that next level, and he's MVP in the playoffs a couple of times, but you can't deny now with the NBA the way it is. I mean, who can give them problems? Who's got the star power that can give them problems?
The Memphis
now?
Grizzlies can give them problems. The younger team, the team that has been good no matter who's been out there for them, they're making a historic run. They could be wound up being the team that beats and upsets the older established, the team that used to win championships. They could beat them. I think that you're poo-pooing the Grizzlies, and it's a mistake.
I think if the Warriors were down 26 last night and came back to win, you would say, there's a reason why you're down 26. There's a reason why you're not, maybe you're not as good, but Memphis comes back from down 20. Look at Memphis. Oh my, what a great, and it was a great comeback, but I looked at the Suns as a team that if you, if you were picking against them, you were just picking against them to pick against them because of how loaded they are. And because the way that they were able to get through the regular season and figure things out and stay hungry and stay motivated. And I that's how I look at the Warriors now. If you're picking against them, it's what flaws are you finding? What are you trying to find? What can you find? Like I said, everybody else has problems. Just because the Memphis Grizzlies are up 2-1, this is still a series. They got to go out and win the next game, or it's 2-2 going back and suddenly it's a best of three and you're playing up to seven games, and who knows how you're going to feel for the next series. This is still a series, and without that 37-12 fourth quarter, which is like the final score of a Jets game, I mean, this is now, you know, hey, Minnesota has them on the ropes a little bit. I don't know. Look, I'm with you on Memphis for a little while, but not until a point where it gets to in the way of the Warriors. They're just rolling through everybody right now. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan in the Den. That's today. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Rob at Rob Parker FS1. We'll have more on the NBA coming up in a little bit here on the show. When it comes to barbecue season, the only way to do it is on a Traeger wood-fired grill. You can cook anything on a Traeger. Check out the new for 22 Timberland models, Traeger provisions, or new sauces like Show Me the Honey at Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember to use the code DP Show to get free shipping. That is DP Show for free shipping. Phone number is 877-99 on Fox. Warriors, Grizzlies, who's it going to be? But coming up next, we got big stories out of the NFL. Can you still trade for Kyler Murray after the news yesterday? What kind of drama are we going to see heading to the NFL draft? One of our favorites stops by to break it all down with us. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their General tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This song in heavy rotation the first time Rob Parker covered the NBA. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. Happy Friday morning. We got Rick Spielman coming up in a couple minutes, former Vikings general manager, going to help co-anchor our coverage here on the draft next week on Fox Sports Radio. That's right. We've made it. Next Thursday night is the draft. Don't miss our coverage here throughout the first round, 8 p.m. Eastern, live from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Jay Glazer, Rick Spielman, our very own LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone, got you covered throughout the first round of the draft on Thursday with pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. And it's all taking place from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. MGM Rewards, earn on what you love. Visit MGMrewards.com for details. That's MGMrewards.com, subject to earning and redemption limitations, applicable to certain purchases and in certain states. All right, so getting set, Rob, for the draft coming up. For the NFL offseason, there's been so much conversation about the draft that hasn't involved anybody that's actually getting drafted. It's all been about the trades and the quarterbacks, and now we're getting into this next few days where it could be Kyler Murray, it could be one of the big wide receivers like Debo or A.J. Brown. Do you think we get a big trade between now and that we get one more big trade to shake us loose and, hey, we get a big star changing locations?
I don't think so, Jason. I know it sounds like, given the offseason we had, but I don't see Arizona moving off of Kyler Murray. I just don't. I think that they'll try to work it out, figure it out for them. Their stock has only gone up. I mean, it went from a team that was started the season 7-0 and was the hottest team in the NFL, and obviously it ended poorly, and Kyler sees all these quarterbacks getting paid big time and wants to get paid before his time, probably. And you know, within time, he will get paid. But I'm not so sure. And the same thing with San Francisco. I'm not convinced that they're going to make a trade and just say, oh, we'll be done with it. They still have Debo, right? One more year under contract. So I don't think those two guys are moved.
See, I want San Francisco to trade everybody but Garoppolo. I want to see 49ers fans go absolutely crazy. We're going to trade Debo and Kittle and Juszczyk and all. And we're going to keep Garoppolo, and we're not going to choose quarterback between him and Trey Lance. I just want to see it. That's my one wish for the offseason, Rob.
But
if San Francisco could do that.
Mad at the 49ers. It's hard. If Trey Lance was really that guy, they would move off of him. We've seen it done before. I always remember the Seahawks when they signed Matt Flynn to that big contract. Remember he beat the Lions the last week of the season, set a Green Bay Packers record throwing 6 touchdowns. Uh-huh. Matt Flynn was the new hotness, and yeah, they signed him. And some guy named Colin Kaepernick showed up. And all of a sudden, they were like I shouldn't say Colin.
You mean
Kaepernick.
Russell Wilson.
I was thinking of Russell Wilson showed up, and all of a sudden they were off of Matt Flynn, and they ate the money and poured ketchup on it and just said whatever, and they went with Wilson. So I'm just saying, if Trey Lance was ready to go, they could have made that move already. And you could throw Jimmy Garoppolo out. He just took you to the NFC Championship game. And I think that that's why he's still there in San Francisco.
Joining us now on the hotline is Rick Spielman. Rick, happy Friday, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Good. Speaking of ketchup, I just had ketchup on my eggs this morning, so I hope that's okay.
Rick, that is so gross. I mean,
no,
you
dude,
can't
ketchup
even
on eggs is
eggs.
Fine. What else are you going to put on them? Ketchup
how
on eggs
how
is
bad
fine.
Are the eggs, Rick, that you have to cover them up with ketchup? That's what ketchup is.
I don't know. I just joined the call, and all the thing I heard and listened to was ketchup. So I
Well, you know, general managers and teams sometimes have to pour ketchup on contracts and eat them because they haven't worked out. And that's what you do.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently ketchup's the go-to. it must be a sponsor in the NFL. We got to use ketchup to eat our salary cap sandwiches, you'd like to say.
Right. Well, now ketchup on a sandwich is different, but eggs is this is the coolness of the ketchup on the hotness of the eggs. Oh, it works, man. That works.
I think you ought to do a survey before the end of the show to see how many people actually put ketchup on their eggs.
All right, all right.
Interesting, yes.
We'll get that up. We'll get that up, Ryan. Hang on. Rick Spielman, ketchup on eggs. Very good. All right, so what we were talking about with the point about the ketchup on the eggs is that, hey, here we are getting set for the draft. There's a week to go. All the talk has been in the offseason about the quarterbacks getting traded, and now, you know, Kyler Murray's situation is up in the air. All the star wide receivers want out, Debo and A.J. Brown. Do you think we see a big trade between now and the draft involving a star player, whether it's a quarterback or wide receiver?
Yeah, the only thing that I wanted to point out on trades is that very rarely, if ever, is a big trade like that ever going to occur during the draft. So a lot of prognosticators and people out there, well, maybe he'll get traded on draft day. But the reason that doesn't happen is because part of that trade, that player has to come in and pass a physical. So if you're going to give up a first-round pick on Thursday night, let's say for Debo and whatever, Samuel and whatever else, there's no way that trade that comes together until that player flies into the city that's trading for him, passes his physical. Then the team that they're trading with, they have to let them know that he passed the physical. They have to let the league know that he passed the physical. And then that's when the trade occurs. So it's impossible to do that during the night, especially when you're talking about that big a trade. So if anything's going to happen, it's going to have to happen pre-draft or post-draft. But you're seeing a lot more trades than I've ever seen this year on Pro Bowl or blue chip type players moving from team to team, which has been kind of fascinating to follow.
Rick, here's the other thing. So have the Rams changed football in that, you know, their general manager walks around with blank draft picks and you don't need draft picks. We want proven players and this is how you win. We'll kick the can down the road. We don't care if we're not good 8 years from now. We win a Super Bowl. That's all that matters. Is this going to be the new trend?
I don't know. It's like it is a copycat league and it worked out. And I thought Les Snead and Coach McVay did a phenomenal job of making those trades, especially during the season, because it's hard for a player to come in, get acclimated to the new club, get acclimated to the new system. But those guys did a great job, and especially the coaching staff, adapting some of the things they were doing, Raheem Morris, from a schematic standpoint to fit what those guys' strengths are. And they enhanced them, and they end up winning the Super Bowl, so it worked. But I do think eventually – everybody has to pay that credit card bill. And, you know, those guys can only play so long, and you're going to have replacements. Now, if you're able to continue to do that and continue to make those trades and continue to be able to manage your cap, maybe that's the new way. But I know every team has a different philosophy on how they're going to build. We always felt that we built through the draft, try to draft real well, and those are the guys that we wanted to invest in because we knew them the best. So we did a ton of extensions all the way back from, you know, the Adam Thielens of the world to back when the Kevin Williams of the world to all those guys, Harrison Smith, Dalvin Cook, who we just recently did, even Stephon Diggs, although we ended up trading him. So we always felt that if we can hit on those type of guys in the draft, invest in them because we knew them the best, and then hopefully move on from there.
Let me just, Jason, do a follow-up on the draft. And Rick, it looks like the draft is a crapshoot. I know it's your business. I know you guys put in time and energy. But there are just as many misses as hits. How really tough is it to evaluate a kid in college and whether or not he's going to be able to make the transition and play at the highest level against all great players? Because it just seems like there are a lot of bust of players in drafts.
Yeah, because you're always dealing with something subjective, okay? So you're going to evaluate what you see on tape, and most people, I think, in the NFL are pretty good at evaluating what they see on tape. The part that's very hard to figure out, I think, with the addition and how analytics has grown over the past couple of years, that's making it, and teams that are advancing and if they're going down that rabbit hole, maybe have a better chance of hitting on guys. You're never going to be 100%. You're trying to do all these psychological testing, because does the guy love football or does he like football? Does he love the NFL lifestyle or does he love NFL football? So the things that are in their head and in their, you know, what their heart is made of, what's woven, what makes them, drives them to want to be in the NFL, because as much money as these guys make, and the great ones, you still have to love what you do, because if you don't, it's eventually going to catch up to you. So I think that's why it's so subjective, and you can't predict injuries either. I mean, a guy can be completely healthy and he comes in and, you know, all of a sudden he's got a rash of injuries or injuries that never got him on track. You know, guys will draft it. Maybe they're not on the same page with the coaching staff and he may not be an ideal system fit. There's so many other ancillary things that teams really try to invest in and try to get those answers. And a lot of the information we're getting right now, or the teams are getting right now, from the medical, from the psychological, from the intelligence, from the private eyes and everything else we're doing on background and character, none of that will come into light. But you're always going to have some misses because it's not a perfect science and it's subjective. And the goal is always to try to do as many objective things as you can to try to minimize your risk.
Now, Rick, when it comes to the quarterbacks, clearly they always rise before the draft, and some teams are going to reach and take it, whether you like Malik Willis more or Kenny Pickett more. Scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate this quarterback class? If 1 is, boy, this is I'd avoid everybody, and 10 is there's a lot of stars in it, where do you have this quarterback class?
It's going to be interesting. It's you know, there's no Trevor Lawrence coming out, you know, and even, you know, Wilson, who the Jets took, if you looked at him his junior year, he was a fourth or fifth round pick and he became the second pick in the draft. Look at Joe Burrow, was okay at LSU, and then his senior year, you know, they struck gold and they got lightning in a bottle, and that propelled to him where he's, you know, going to be in the next NFL superstar at the position. But you never know on some of these guys, because if you graded Patrick Mahomes coming out, a lot of teams, I don't care what they say, is that they probably had him in the late first, early second round when you watch his tape at Texas Tech. He got an opportunity to sit behind Alex Smith. He grew in that position, and bam, you know, he's who he is today. Look how long it took Josh Allen, you know, by his third year, and now he's a superstar in the league. But it takes time with these quarterbacks. But I think in this class, I think one of these guys is going to surface to be a very good quarterback, and who that is, and, you know, we don't know yet. But that's what all the research, that's what all the meetings are, trying to determine which guy. You know, everybody's talking about Pickett, who I believe, too, is the safest pick. You've seen him for 4 years. He's played his full career in college. He got better every year and really peaked last year. And then I got an opportunity to see Malik Willis play live this year. I was at the Syracuse game. And even when you watch his junior tape and you watch him against North Carolina State and you watch him against some of the Power Five, you know, the stage never looked too big for him. He always seemed to try to thrive in those situations. Now, he made some mistakes with the interceptions and everything, but he really thrived when he got into those opportunities. And that continued through this pre-draft process at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine. It seems like every time he got the spotlight put on him, he seemed to answer the bell to that spotlight. So I think, you know, someone, who it is, you know, I don't know. But I think one or two of these guys are going to surface and be a very good quarterback in this league.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you about the Green Bay Packers, who have never drafted a skilled or offensive player for Aaron Rodgers in the first round in his entire career. Obviously, Devontae Adams has gone to Las Vegas. This is a wide receiver heavy draft. Do you got a name or a player who you think the Packers might be zeroing in on? And will they finally do this and draft a wide receiver for him?
I think you're looking at just talking about this year's receiver class. There's all kind of flavors. You know, there's ketchup. There's mutton. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. And it better be spicy brown mustard, not yellow mustard, when you mention it.
So, no, I think that I think the misperception is you need a receiver, so you're going to take it. But when teams are looking at their draft boards, and as where Green Bay's, both their picks are, I think they're in the 20s this year, unless they move up and really fell in love with a receiver, this is a pretty deep receiver class. But they have to understand, and they know other needs that they have to fill in this year's draft. And if there is a run on, let's say, pass rushers, if they need a pass rusher, and they see that after X player in the first round goes, then it really falls off the depth of the pass rushers or the depth of the defensive tackles or offensive linemen, whatever they're looking at. But if they see that there are still receivers that they really like, that they may value in the first round, but potentially are going to be there in the second round for them, then you can fill two holes, especially if you feel good about a receiver in the second round. Or it could be, hey, we just, out of these top five receivers, that we feel that this guy is the guy that's going to replace Devontae Adams, which who in the hell knows, but then let's go get as aggressive as we can and go get that guy.
Rick Spielman, thanks a bunch for stopping by with us. The draft again next Thursday night right here on Fox Sports Radio. Enjoy it. Have a blast. We will talk to you after that.
That's right.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, no. And Glaze, I always looked at Glaze, and I always had the thing that popped into my mind the most. I know he's in great shape. He's just not shaped great.
Nice.
Wow. He's gonna give you ketchup in your face if that be said.
I'm gonna get an MMA. Yeah, he's gonna stranglehold me.
That's all right. You sound like you're ready for the radio. I can't wait to listen. I'm ready.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great Friday, Rick. Talk to you, bud.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Rick Spielman. Look, Rob, the ketchup on eggs thing is fine. I don't know why. I figured you would be an old school enough guy to
that's gross.
You know, ketchup and eggs is your thing. Like, I'm picturing you like so many 5 a.m. breakfasts after covering a late night event. I got to get up and get on the plane, and you're just, you know, pouring salt on the hard boiled egg and eating it. I'm picturing you as that guy.
None of that. I mean, I've been to the Waffle House many times, and not once has ketchup touched my eggs, okay?
Twitter at I'm Out of Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Thanks to Rick Spielman for stopping by. Great stuff on the NFL. We got more on that coming up in a little bit, but straight ahead, some new developments coming out involving the Mike Tyson airport airplane pummeling from a day ago. We got that next for you right here. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan Patrick. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. As we'll have more, we have a big controversy that I can't really believe is a controversy coming up in about 10 minutes, but more information starting to come in on the Mike Tyson airplane controversy from a day ago, in which Tyson was bothered by another flyer, so much so that he turned and started pummeling the guy when he got really mad at him, when the guy wouldn't leave him alone. Here's some of the audio that was released as part of the situation.
Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop back. Let's do the worst, man. Come on.
JetBlue, mid flight. My boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Turn that way. Yeah, he got f***ed up.
That was actually after Rob Parker put ketchup on his eggs, and there was a big... So the new developments we're getting out of this is that apparently what set Mike Tyson off was the fact that the guy threw a water bottle at him from behind. Like, you see this video, Robbie, standing right behind him. He's on top of him, and this is the New York Post has it. Some other outlets have it. That guy threw a water bottle at him, and that's when Mike turned around and started hitting him as much as he could, and this is what we get as a result.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds convenient. Mike Tyson is a lethal weapon at all times. He's a former champion and prize fighter who could do damage to the average Joe. And I don't think violence is ever. If the guy threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson, I don't know how he threw it. He was sitting in the seat behind him. So did he really throw a water bottle at him? I just can't believe, like, he threw a water bottle at me from the seat in front of you. I mean, from the seat behind you. And for some reason, JetBlue allowed Mike Tyson to continue to fly, to continue on or whatever. That's assault. I just don't even understand it. This is where we are, Jason. Somebody says something that you don't like. Walk up on stage and smack the hell out of him, or beat him up on a plane. And everybody's now, he deserved it. That's what should happen. Yeah, yeah. The guy was mouthing off. So if you talk crazy to somebody, you should get pummeled and assaulted in public. I mean, I'm not doubting that the guy was probably a jerk or whatnot, but that's usually why celebrities don't fly in those circumstances or situations, so that you don't have that. Or you have a handler, which you talked about, Jason, who's the guy who's going to take care of that so you don't get involved. I don't know how you praise Mike Tyson beating up somebody on a plane. I'm not with it. I'm not in that camp.
Well, that's what I don't get is that celebrities, like especially someone as famous as Mike Tyson, how are you not traveling with anybody? No, does the guy need a bodyguard? No, but you need somebody to, hey, I want to make sure you have a good flight and you travel and no one bothers you in situations. You don't think situations like this are going to come up, but just someone to stand there and go, hey, Mike, stop punching this guy, man. Hey, well, there was nobody. And celebrities, you normally travel with someone that can help you do that. And Tyson, he's all by himself, and there's like five people on the plane. And he's just sitting there, and no one's coming to try to break it up. No one's trying to, because the guy's yelling at him before it's happening. There was nobody to stand in the way. And this is what you understand, where celebrities say, hey, you know, sometimes being out like this, and you know, when I'm not in a situation where I can control things, it gets difficult. Because if he's got somebody with him, this doesn't happen. Right.
Was this on? Was the flight on flying, or this is prior to them leaving?
No, this is prior, and like an after that happened.
How in
like,
the world is he not taken off the plane?
Well, he did. He left the plane, and then he found his way to the cannabis conference, where later on he's got his hand up with Ric Flair, going, "Yeah, we're gonna take over the world with his cannabis company." So he did get up and leave the plane, but I don't know how this came up. Where really Mike Tyson's flying by himself? Anytime I see a celebrity by themselves out in public, I go, ooh, this might not go how you like it, because there's people that want to come over and talk and gawk at you and different things. I get what it means sometimes to live in that world and go, man, you know, the privacy issues you don't really have. But this is Mike Tyson, where everybody wants to come up and talk to the guy. The guy was the champ, right? The most famous boxer that we've seen in the last 50 years. And yeah, you kind of need somebody around you to make sure stuff like this doesn't happen.
Absolutely, because you're a target. I get that, but you also have to have some restraint, and you have to understand that you can't take every situation into your own hands. And it's Mike Tyson, as soon as the guy continued, you call a flight attendant over and just say, this guy has to be moved, and you know, and you move away from the guy. He's seeking attention, he's trying to bait you, and he just fell right into it. I don't, as if this is Mike Tyson's first rodeo.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.